We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That new variant, the new COVID variant found in South Africa, Dr. Wafa El-Sadr, Columbia University professor and the director at the Center for Infectious Disease, as we talk about some of the things we're learning about this variant. What we know so far is it seems to be a little bit more transmissible. And at this point, the United Kingdom has already banned flights from six African countries because there are concerns that it will spread there. Dr. El-Sadr, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So now, what can you tell us? And I know the WHO is set to have a meeting about this later today. At this point, we've just had some media reports and some information that it looks as if this is a more potentially spreadable variant. So what is it that you can tell us about it?
We know very little about this new variant that was just identified in South Africa. And you use the word potential, and that's a very important word. We are not sure as to whether this new variant will be more infectious or whether it will actually be will cause more severe illness or whether it will in any way jeopardize our vaccines. A lot remains to be investigated in the next several days and weeks before we actually get a good sense as to whether we should be concerned about this virus.
So at this point, it is just a wait and see. We know that it exists, but we just don't know what it does any differently than the current variants that we have right now. Is that correct?
That is exactly correct. But I think what this should motivate all of us is to keep in mind what we must continue to do. And that is because we have continue to have a global COVID-19 pandemic. So we must, of course, focus on vaccination, most importantly, vaccinate everybody who is eligible for vaccination. And we must continue to follow the measures that we know work. We must continue to wear masks indoors in any setting where we're not with immediate family, in public transport, for example, and also to wear masks outdoors if we are in a very crowded situation. And lastly, we must, of course, stay home if we are not feeling well. These are the principles that I think will protect us moving forward as we learn more and more about this new variant.
Now, at what point, you mentioned the fact that, yes, we are still in a global pandemic. At what point do you see the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, becoming sort of an endemic illness, sort of like the flu, where, yes, we have it, there are different variants, but it isn't something that is this concern that we seem to have right now with COVID?
I think most importantly, what will get us to the point of being an endemic virus is really continuing to scale up vaccination, and not just in our own country, but around the world. I think many of us have been saying again and again that it is critically important to expand vaccination globally as well as in our own country. And that's because wherever you have ongoing transmission of the virus, you are going to get new variants. And some of these variants will be meaningless and harmless, but some of the variants could possibly be able to jeopardize our response thus far.
And again, it is important to note that at this point, this new variant, we just don't know enough to make that determination about whether it is more transmissible, whether it will cause a stronger illness, or whether it will impact the vaccines. That's something that we will learn in the next few days, possibly weeks.
Exactly. And it will take time. But I think, again, I urge people, panic is not the way to go. What it really should remind everyone is to just recall that we have at our fingertips exactly the tools that can protect us and our loved ones from this virus.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Wafa El-Sadr, Columbia University professor and director of the Center for Infectious Disease there. I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.